So we just pray. Heavenly Father, we're very happy to be here in your presence among those that are called by your name, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, separated also by the blood through the word, full rounded up redemption, which we lack nothing. We know that sealed in, and then sealed at the end time. We thank you, Lord, that even the church is being sealed off, is actually sealed off at this particular moment, so that there are those coming in at the tail end, which if there are any more coming in at the most propitious time, the epical season of your day, and consummation, all these things, the ushering of the millennium, looking right up to New Jerusalem, and then whatever extends beyond that. Lord, these things we know are ours, and we stand by grace and faith. Because your word said so. We appropriated them because of who we are from the beginning, and Lord, they've been made sure unto us. We thank you for this. We pray now your word will become rich and real to us. Lord, help us in these great mysterious truths of the end time. The understanding, Lord, is we ought to know it. We know that except you give it to us, you show it to us, then there isn't any hope. But Lord, we believe that you're here to help us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I appreciate the fact of all of your good support in the Columbus meeting. You know, last year was a little different. That was my meeting and mine alone. This year it was your meeting with me, and I appreciate that very much. It's nice to have a little group to work with. Don't want a big group, just a little group. And, you know, it's better to have a $1 bill that's not counterfeit than have $1 million bills that are. Or to have a bunch of Confederate money, which isn't worth a plug nickel either because it's dated. So it's good to have people of this hour in the Word stand with us. Not discount the other churches, but we're glad they came along, but we know that was a little meeting we had together. I believe there'll be a good time to be had in Memphis. I'm looking forward to that. Just why, I don't know, but I am. Now, little announcement here. I know some of you are wondering if Brian got his job in Dayton. He did. It was unanimous. He wasn't to be in Cincinnati. He was to be in Dayton. You know, the Lord always brings you back and forces you to where you're supposed to be. And he was sort of grasping at straws to get over this way. Well, I don't think there's any use grasping for a straw when you can have a luxury liner. I always did say the way I like to rough it is in a beautiful, up-to-date Hyatt Regency, a Holiday Inn or something like that, extra quality motel, all screened in so I can look out the window and jog down to the restaurant. That's it. Jogging to the table and filling up so you can't jog away. Yeah, I tell you, you know what I'm like and I know what you're like and we have the same appetites, I believe. I don't think anybody here is one of those macho, gung-ho boys. If you are, you done lost me. I know they say that, you know, Brother Branham was a hunter and he was a good hunter, a tremendous fisherman, won trophies, everything else, and that kind of got to me. One day I realized that old Jacob sat around hoeing the peas and he made up better than Esau. You know, come on. All right. Something else. I don't know just how to go about this now because Terry and Judy and the baby are coming. He's going to be preaching in Frankfort, Indiana next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're coming over with Brother Baker and Sister Baker, I guess, Monday. They'll be with us until Friday morning. And, of course, he'll be bringing us a message. And, of course, they're bringing the baby to be dedicated. And that, of course, pleases me very, very much. Isn't that nice, eh? That's very nice. Come a long way for a dedication service. And so, I don't know, maybe we might have a Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure. And I thought we ought to do something nice for them, whether we maybe should get the Grange, have a service here, and then go to the Grange where the ladies will have things nicely lined up for a nice little evening afterward. And I guess, Brad, you will be away, I suppose, that night, but someone can handle a camera, take some good pictures, and put the nicest filter on to get me just right. You're going to have to put on the pretty filter to filter out the ugly. And at the same time, the baby will be pretty, no doubt. Terry and Judy, nice looking kids, so. I want you to, let's see, Mary, you and Don are good at that. You can conscript anybody you want, and maybe, you know, I know Marilyn's awful good at doing things. She's busy, but you get together, sort, and plan something, and I'll go right along with it, long as it doesn't contain gunpowder. You know, I blow ourselves up. Like, nice time, but it must be nice, so. All right, you work on that. I think we owe that to him for coming that distance to honor us, and I think it's good to honor them in return. So we appreciate that very much. We appreciate Roger having spoken to us on Wednesday. That was a fine service. I'm sure he had a good service last night. We'll have a good service today down there. All right, now what we're going to do is sort of recap from last Saturday, and the reason I'm doing that is because I want to. Things come to your attention as you go along that perhaps you didn't, maybe get covered the way you'd like to, or bring out some things that perhaps are a little bit vague, and I'm going to be honest with you, there's things in here that are still a little vague to me, but I think I'm beginning to see more and more how this all blends in. Now, as I said on Saturday, there's one thing you must understand, there is one God. Now, I don't care how many manifestations there are, how many offices there are, there's one God. And people get a little confused about that one God bit because they don't separate the dispensations or the seasons wherein he manifests himself, reveals himself, performs his promises, and he does things, and though he never changes, and his ways never change, there are certain areas in which he projects himself so that the people can be aware. And he does it in different ways as it is needed, see? Like, for instance, when the Lamb came on the scene. That wasn't the second person in the Trinity. That's ridiculous. That wasn't the second person. That was God manifesting himself, as we'll get into this here. And there never will be another manifestation of the Lamb as per the sacrifice. But there will be a manifestation of the Lamb, and when there is, it will also be the Rose of Sharon, the Son of David, the Lily of the Valley, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and so on. And it'll be just that one. So it's God doing it all the time, but choosing his own way to bring it to pass and to manifest it, in order to get his purpose and reason of being across to the people. So, all right, we're going to see if I can separate some things here, and if I don't, that's all right. We'll do it next time. Now, the question came up, some say Brother Branham is the Son of Man. I thought the pillar of fire was the Son of Man. Am I mistaken? He's wrong on both counts. All right, Brother Branham says the question, was I the Son of Man? Or was the Son of Man the pillar of fire? No, neither one. The pillar of fire is the anointing. Now, listen carefully. The pillar of fire is the anointing. Now, that's a real definition, right? Okay, the pillar of fire is the anointing, right? Okay, just remember that. All right. Now, that pillar of fire is the Logos that went out of God. Okay, definition number two. The pillar of fire is the Logos, all right? Pillar of fire is the anointing. Pillar of fire is the Logos. Now, you say, can it be both? Well, evidently it is. One pillar of fire has got two precepts concerning it. All right? The Logos is actually the attribute of the fullness of God. Okay? Now, we got another definition in there, which is definition number three. Okay? When God become to a form to where it could be seen, it was the anointing of the Great Spirit that went forth, its condescending coming down, God the Father, the Logos that was up over Israel. He was holy, could not bear sin. There had to be a blood offering right in Eden. Then that Logos become flesh and dwelt among us. And where this Logos dwelt in a human body, which was the sacrifice. All right? We have a definition. First of all, it says the pillar of fire is the anointing. So definition number one is as to its purpose, what it is doing. Now, you didn't think of that, did you? Well, start thinking. What is it doing? That's its purpose. What's it doing? Anointing. Anointing is smearing. It is making of contact. It is showing an identification. Could be showing a separation. Could be showing a privilege. But it is doing something. So the anointing, the pillar of fire is the anointing. Definition number one then is as to its purpose, what it is doing. It is anointing. Number two, the pillar of fire is the Logos that went out of God. That tells you what it is. What it is doing, what it is, what it is. Number three, it is the attribute of the fullness of God. That is an extended or more refined and more perfect definition, so that you don't only what it, you know what it is, you know more about that whatness of what it is. All right? An attribute. A pillar of fire. An attribute is what is ascribed. It comes from the word scribo to write. You get the word scribed from that. Ascribed is what is written to it, or it is imputed to it. Now, to ascribe is to impute or refer as to a cause or source. So that lets you know that the attribute has to have a source. Well, all right. Pillar of fire had a source. God was the source. Okay. An attribute is a quality or mark of something distinguishable. That is, it can be seen or related to. An attribute is a quality or mark or something distinguishable that is inseparable from its subject. So when Brother Branham used the term attribute, he was perfect in line with Logos. Logos is the expression of the thought or the idea and contains the idea. In other words, the idea is the source. And it contains it. Okay, so you couldn't have an attribute unless there was a source, unless there was a light. And so the attributes, therefore, must be a containment. Right? All right. Thus, an attribute is a quality or mark or something distinguishable that is inseparable from its subject. If you have enough distinguishable marks, you have a good description or knowledge of the subject, and should be able to, under the right conditions or seasons, recognize the subject described or seen. All right? Caterpillar to a butterfly. Yeah, it's really a chrysalis to a butterfly, isn't it? A chrysalis. And it brings out, then you have the caterpillar, and you have a butterfly, then you have a cocoon, you have, another caterpillar form, and you get a moth. And you look around and you see a beautiful monarch butterfly, which I'm looking for soon because our yard has two monarch butterfly trees. The first year there were thousands. Last year there's maybe 50. I hope there's thousands this year, but I don't know what to think. All right, now if I was smart, I could find the chrysalis for the butterfly. And I would say, that is a monarch butterfly. And you'd say, hogwash. Your hogwash is wrong. I'm right. Because that is monarch butterfly life. Then if I saw the little wiggly wiggly that came out of it, whatever he is, understand a cutworm is a cabbage butterfly. And a cutworm gets stepped on. Jesus got stepped on. Cut him off. All right? If you get enough characteristics, you know what is there. You know what it has come from. You can identify in its season. You have an egg that's laid, develops into a little wormy thing or something, gets himself a little house to survive the winter, comes forth in the spring. Now you look at the egg and you say, well, that cannot be, but it is. And they looked at Jesus and said, it cannot be, but it was. See, and they look at us and say, can't be, but we are.
Amen.
Oh, yes, praise the Lord, I'm identified. So they can scrutinize. If they can't identify, I'm sorry, but I'm not God. All right, attributes or marks, which are consequences of source marks. In other words, if it weren't in the source, it couldn't come out. See? And remember, no seed from the beginning ever changes. You can mess with it. You can fool with the light. You can jostle around, but you cannot change. Attributes are marks which are consequences of source marks. Attributes are produced out of a source or flow out of a source. They reveal. Attributes don't stand alone. Jesus was the Logos, the attributes from the God. He said, I am not alone. My Father is with me. I call upon my Father, he doeth the works. What makes you butterfly so beautiful? Your attributes, O monarch butterfly, are orangey, red, and black, and those glowing colors. Well, he says, I have a life. I have a source. And in the source, just waiting for a chemistry, that's all it takes, and here I am, beautiful. Okay? Attributes don't stand alone. Attributes are not sources in themselves, but they cannot be separated from sources. Neither can Jesus be separated from God. You can't do it, even though he is a man. But he is not God per se. Okay. Attributes are the result of what the source in itself is. What lies in the source. Brother Branham said, you can't see it, but you know that it's there. He was talking about the invisible, the real thing, and he dwelt in it, he lived in it. He was party to it. That's the way we are. We've got to understand that. All right. So, we came to definition. Attributes. All right, definition number one, pillar of fire, is the anointing. That's what it's doing. Pillar of fire is a logos. That's what it is. It's attribute. Explains it fully. How I came from God and I go to God and so on. All right. Now, let's consider the logos, the attribute. Now that pillar of fire is the logos, the attribute that went out of God. All right. God. Who God? What God? Well, let's find out. The logos is actually the attribute of the fullness of God. What do you mean? Now watch. When God become into a form to where it could be seen. Now that's Elohim. Elohim means the one who becomes. Now God does not become as per evolution. God does not change. He doesn't become greater. He doesn't have one more thought. In no way, shape, or form. To understand sovereignty, this Elohim we're talking about is where Brother Branham encapsulated it. And said he knew how many fleas there would be and how many times they'd bat their eyeballs. Now, you say, well, I think that's tiddlywinks. I think that's great. See? When God Elohim came into a form where it, what it? Not God. No man can see God. No way, shape. No way. Impossible, he is invisible. Not just invulnerable, he is invisible. So, when God came into a form where that form could be seen, it, the form, was the anointing of the great spirit that went forth. What was the anointing? The pillar of fire. It, the great spirit, condescending, coming down, what was it? God, the Father, which was Logos. God in a form. See, the attributes becoming, or the source becoming visible through attribute. Now notice, it was up over Israel. Now, notice, that was God the Father. He was holy. Could not bear sin. There had to be a blood offering right in Eden. Never mind down the road in Israel. See? Then that Logos. See? The visibility of attributes from the source which is God. Became flesh and dwelt among us. And where this Logos dwelt in the human body, which was the sacrifice. All right. Okay. Let's keep reading. Man was made in the image of God originally. Then God came down in the image of man to redeem man. That brought man and God together. Heavens and earth hugged and kissed each other. God and man embraced each other as fatherhood and sonship. One God.
Amen.
See? The Logos that was the Father now is Logos Son. But it's not in a pillar of fire or various forms which preceded this, but in the form of the man. So he could say, I and my Father are one. See? It's the same one. The two offices were together. So therefore, Logos, dispensation. Let's look at the Logos of the Father dispensation. At that time, pillar of fire. Pillar of fire is now laid to one side, as it were, and you have, therefore, then, the Son born of God, which is the Son of Man, signifying who He is, the office, all of it, put on earth in flesh. To the end, it would be a sacrifice. Now watch. Jesus said, I came from God and I go to God. Now, expressing that as to the flesh, that is also an accurate statement which does not belong to the flesh. Because that which was in him, the Logos coming out of him, was formed into flesh through sperm and egg, but it was not completed except through humanity. And that one that came went back and sat on the right hand of the majesty, but you don't talk of it that way. You only talk of the Logos which came forth, previously having been veiled as fatherhood in the pillar of fire. He is now veiled in human flesh as father in son. Bringing a relationship to mankind. And that is what went back to God. Is that spirit we're talking about? Jesus said, I came from God and I go to God. Is that right? Now notice, after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, when the body was taken up to sit at the right hand of God. I don't mean God's got a right hand. God's a spirit. But at the right hand means in power and authority of God. That in that name everything in heaven is named after it and subject to it. Now you see, we're getting now to a complete headship where everything named after and subject to it has got to come to the place where there is a complete incarnation of God again. Everything in earth is named after it and subject to it. A name above all names, Jesus Christ. Now certainly that's the name of the Father is the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because you see, the Father became one with the Son in the form of a sonship. Now, this Logos, all right? What Logos was that? That was John 1:31-34. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest. That's thoroughly identified. So there is no hypocrisy. Absolutely proved who he was to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. Now listen, Israel missed him. What if he should come to the Gentiles? He'll miss him. You say he's not coming to Gentiles. That's all you know about it. And say you believe a prophet? Why do you think those rapscallions followed Moses just to get at him? Come on, listen, let's not be naive. Why did Brother Branham have the people around him to get at him? Why are they around you to get at you? You say, well, just a minute, somewhere way back they could be blood relatives. All the Levites were blood relatives. They came out of Levi. You know, some people, even sitting here, some of you might have a lot to wake up to. Look, This is a battle that faces the individual. You don't have father, mother, sister, brother. You don't have cousin, aunts, or uncles. You don't even have children when it comes to this. You just find out and see. You mark my word and find out and see. Because it's going to come that way. But it'll be too late when you find out if you don't find out now. You better not look down that road and look for some happy guessing. You better make your calling election sure now. How are you going to do it? I gave you the earmarks on last Sunday night. Did you sit through the service with nothing? Now you think that's not going to bust all hell loose against the gates of us. God got news for you. It's going to bust it loose. Just wait till those tapes get out. Because it puts the whole thing down to revelation, not conduct.
Amen.
And it explodes conduct as to what it is.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Just think it over. Think it over. Just, it takes a while for these things to sink in. Now this Logos that was in him, he said, here, made manifest. John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from him like a dove. It was a dove of fire. And it abode upon him. He was smeared. Contacted. Union. Positioned. Sealed. Designated. This is it. You baptized with the Holy Ghost? This is it. Has he come? This is it. Because this is the end. Alright. I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize the water, the same said upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same as he which baptized the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. On what condition? Indwelling. God in him. So the two come together, Father and Son. There you got it. Now on the day of Now this Logos that was in him, which was the Spirit of God, the anointing, through the sanctifying grace of the blood, brought many sons to God, which is anointed with the same Logos. Now watch it. Now this Logos that was in him. Now we know. Okay. Which was the Spirit of God, the anointing? He said the pillar of fire is the anointing. So what's the pillar of fire? Spirit of God. God. Through the sanctifying grace of the blood, took the blood to allow it to come. This same has brought many sons to God who are anointed with the same Logos. Now it didn't say they're full like him. It said they got their smearing. Now, on the day of Pentecost, it come down. That pillar of fire, that's the Logos, that's the anointing, that's the original revelation of the fatherhood that came down in a human body, demonstrated sonship, one God. See? Now, and broke apart like that, and tongues of fire set upon these. The cloud never came down on anybody. A little tongue came down. See? But tongues of fire sat upon each of them. An elected. Selected group. Identified by this pillar of fire. Showing that God had separated himself into men. Do you get it? God, the Logos, separating himself into men. God, not in one person as he was in the form of Jesus. He's in his church universal. That's the reason Jesus said, the works that I do shall you also more. Now I know the King James says greater, but the right translation, there is more than this shall you do. God was bottled and confined in one man, Jesus Christ. He was. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right? But now he's bottled and confined in the whole universal church of the living God. All right? Now, don't get upset with this one. Because anybody thinks that the whole of God is bottled and confined in the whole church does himself a great disservice. Because it never has been that way or will be that way. No way. It's just that the licks of fire, in other words, that which was from God confirming a sonship, is there. See? Now, let's keep going. Right now, while God is here speaking with us in our hearts, he's in Africa, he's in Asia, he's in Europe, he's in England. Wherever believers are gathered together, there he is in the midst of them. Now, just a minute, he's not talking about midst, he's talking about indwelling. So therefore, in the midst in one place is an indwelling, in the midst is another place, which is the all of it. Like the father amongst his children. Now, notice,
not the pillar of fire is indwelling these people, but a lick of fire. See? Now, we could get in here to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Begin to see something. Now, the third, fourth verse. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Now, that's a pervasiveness of the whole picture. Notice, above all, through all, in all. Each of those signifies different ways he's doing things. Now, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he sent up on high and let captive be captive, he gave gifts unto men. Now watch, he that ascended, what is he first to send lower parts of the earth? He that descended, saying that ascended up afar above all heaven, he might fill all things. Now that's not Jesus the man, that's the Logos. See? Now, he came back down on earth as the Holy Spirit. That same Jesus, pillar of fire, dividing himself at Pentecost, still stood there as that same pillar of fire of the original Father dispensation. See? Now, because there is a relationship through the Son, it is now called Son of God. But his Father, one Spirit, not two, not three, not four. The same Spirit in him came back dividing himself. See? Now, because he said he would do that. And now at this same time he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, fivefold ministry, to perfect the saint, the work of the ministry, to build up the body of Christ. They got to come in that way. Till we come in unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man that's completed, full grown, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that's to the Gentiles. Of the fullness. Now that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now this full stature takes place where there's cunning and deceiving and sleight of men and crazy doctrine and everything under God's high heaven to pull you away, and you can't be pulled. And it's the only time you can't be pulled. Because every other time they could be pulled. Now, what do they do? They hold or speak the truth in love like in Malachi 3. They speak often one to another. And you grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Christ. You're coming right back to where it was at Pentecost, where there is no more people to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, but the pillar of fire there is the head. See, which is the head? Now notice, grow up unto him which is the head, now watch, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted which every joint supplies, according to working, effectual working, in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, notice that everything came from the head, and what everything now comes from the head, there is nothing left but the head. So there's nothing left for the bride, except the Holy Spirit himself, the one that did it all in the beginning. So you see where you are, this thing about headship. Now just keep that in mind, because we're going to keep reading. Now listen. After his death, what's that? That's Jesus, the man, that was anointed by God. The fullness of the attribute of the Godhead. After that one died, buried, rose, and the coming of the Holy Ghost, that's Pentecost. What happens? Paul on his road down, which was swallowed to Damascus, was struck down by a pillar of fire, the Logos. Now watch. And that Jew would never have called that pillar of fire Lord unless he knew it was the same Logos that his people followed through the wilderness. Now that's the dispensation of the Father. See? Now that was not the Son of Man, that was the Logos. Yes, and now just keep that in mind. That wasn't the Son of Man. Why? Because it wasn't. That wasn't the body form. No way. Now we say this with reverence and love and respect. See, as Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, and also that in the last days as it was before Lot's time, or Lot's time in Sodom, so shall it be in the day that the Son of Man reveals himself again, revealing himself. It'll be a pillar of fire, which isn't the Son of Man, but revealing the Son of Man. He's got something to do with it. See, he'll be there. Well, didn't he do it to Paul? Who are you, pillar of fire? I am Jesus that you persecute. I'm Jehovah's Savior. Okay. Now I said, see, that was not the Son of Man, but he called himself Jesus. It wasn't the flesh. The flesh was received up in heaven at the right hand of God. Remember? Okay. And he was at that time, of course, the prophet turned priest, Jesus the man, due to the sacrifice and resurrection. Now, with reverence, he's the same yesterday and today and forever. And also, in the last days as it was before Lot's time, or in Lot's time in Sodom. See? So shall it be in the day that the Son of Man reveals himself again, revealing himself. Now, in this last day, the Logos that was upon Jesus, which he has become from that, the man, indwelling a man, back to the pillar of fire again, and has descended down to earth. He's not sitting up there, he's down. I was going to say something, but I watched the tape. They wouldn't believe it if I told you. It wouldn't make any difference. Now, all right, what is that Logos? Now, he says here, in the last days, the Logos that was upon Jesus. See? Lord, who are you? Logos, who are you? I am that one that was there in a human form, in a flesh. Now, he said, I would tell you something, but I can't. Now, just go over this again. So shall it be in the day that the Son of Man reveals himself. What shall be? After his death, burial, ascension, and coming of the Holy Spirit. Now notice all of those. Paul on the road, called Saul, down to Damascus. That was struck by a pillar of fire. The Logos. That Jew never would have called the pillar of fire Lord. Unless it was the same Logos. Therefore, in the dispensation of the Father, he manifested himself now, which was not the Son of Man, at the end time, the very same one, the very same God that appeared to Israel back there, that was veiled in the pillar of fire that came down, that took the sanctifying blood to allow him to come down in order to make the contact, the smearing, the positioning, all of those things, is down here now on earth. See? Now he said, I could tell you something, it wouldn't make any difference. Now what does he say? Down on earth. Now I'm going to leave this because I'm going to go back to the rapture tape and the seventh seal later on. And I'm going to leave it sit. Now people wouldn't believe it anyway. But I'll admit that, but it's come down like an investigating judgment. Come down what investigating judgment? All right? Let's find out. Is Jesus Christ the same this day and day and forever? Also in the last days, as it was before Lot's time. Lot's time in Sodom, so will be in the last day when the Son of Man is revealing himself again. All right, it's been placed for us in Scripture. So we go to Genesis, the 18th chapter, and you get the story, 20 to 21. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. All right? Didn't Brother Branham already preach indictment and judgment? All right, then, something's got to set in. See? Okay. Now, we know that's what happened in Genesis 18. All right. And now, speaking of this hour, this great pillar of fire, that's absolutely identified. What pillar of fire? Now, after his death, burial, ascension, and coming back of the Holy Ghost, Paul on the road to Damascus was struck down by the pillar of fire of the Logos. All right? Now this great pillar of fire that struck down Paul. the same one who was in the form of a man, bringing judgment, revealing the hour in which Abraham lived. What hour? The destruction and bringing the sun down to earth into human form. See? It's absolutely identified by scientific cameras that's here on the earth today. What's here on earth? Same pillar of fire that struck down Paul. The Logos. Not the Son of Man. No, sir, that's not physical flesh. No way, shape, and form. That's somebody inside a pillar of fire. That's the anointing. That's the great father. Now, there's the pictures of it hanging there. What's hanging there? That one. Here on earth. I believe it's still here, isn't it? You said about the picture. Is that there? Is it there? Scientifically proven by the best we got. George J. Lacey. Head FBI for Fingerprint Dharmas. I call this psychology myself, Reverend Branham. But the light. What's the light? The Shekinah. What is Shekinah? It's not found in the Hebrew, nowhere in the Bible. It was made up by the Jews, and the definition of it is the glory that is personally attendant upon God. So if God isn't there, the Shekinah won't be there. Now, Brother Branham called the Shekinah glory. Struck the lens. I put it under ultraviolet lights. Had an examination here 4 or 5 days. And the light struck the lens. This lens won't take psychology. Now that's identified. What's identified? After death, burial, ascension, and coming of the Holy Ghost. Paul got struck down by a pillar of fire that identified who he was. The same one that indwelt the body, but not the body, that is to appear at the last day before judgment and the sun comes back on earth. Okay. Now, then watch how it works. What works? This pillar of fire that the picture was taken of, which is the same one that was back in Paul's day. It amongst us. It amongst us. It among us. Just think how wonderful, said Brother Branham. The same pillar of fire that brought the word is here revealing it. Proves that the same Jesus. What same Jesus? Yesterday, today, and forever, that was in flesh upon earth, that went back to pillar fire, that struck down Paul, right here on earth proclaiming judgment. Same one. That same Jesus that once lived in Palestine. The same Spirit. What same Spirit? Now that this Logos that was in him, which was the Spirit of God, the anointing. That's the Spirit. That was upon him come up through a body. What body? The bride. How's it doing it? Brought many sons to God, which is anointed with the same Logos. Making a body. Now keep your thoughts. You watch carefully and you get this for yourself. Take the tape. Now watch. It, the same Spirit that was upon him, little Ixi, and individuals, come up through a body, not his body at the right hand of Majesty on high, until it's what? It's, what's it? Spirit has come back to headship again. All right? What headship? Ephesians 4. Now, but holding the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things which is the head. Now watch, which is Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effect you're working, the measure in every part, maketh increase of the body, identifying itself in love. It says from the head the whole body is made up. And when the whole body is made up, all you need is the head. And who's doing it? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Then he's got to come in person. Who's doing it? Amen. And that's not physical. Tells you how it is right here. Amen. See, you can't tell that to anybody. No, you can't tell them. They'll pull every trick in the book to get by it. Quote everything in the book. It's over here in Ephesians. I beg your pardon. 1 Corinthians. 13th chapter. Now, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Now who's talking? Paul! A prophet! You've had seven church age messengers. At the last, when the seals are open, the trumpet sound, it's over! Okay. Now, Revelation 10, 1 to 7 is the seven seals. Is the thunders. Now, when perfect has come, perfect means conclusion. Polished off. It's over. And there'll be a group of people holding the truth and love. Absolutely, that the literal head itself, the Holy Spirit from which everything came, will be right here. Because you come to it. You know, impart and prophesy. When it's all over, then the parts are done away. See, that's why they're screaming justification. Don't do them a bit of good. Screaming sanctification. Don't do them any good. Talking Holy Ghost won't do them any good. You got to be here. See? Because the rest aren't joined to a head. We're different. We're not just sealed in with the Holy Ghost. We're sealed in by the Holy Ghost himself. They all had potentially that what we have now. Him.
Amen.
It. Him. Where did everything come from? The Holy Spirit. Now we had a word form here. Christ in word form. And that word form had to be filled with the Holy Spirit to make it a life form. And get in us to make it a human manifested form. And now he's coming into a bride form. See? Sure, the whole thing's working up. Now, when I was a child, I spake as a child. You took milk. Now you've come to Melchizedek. See, who is he? Melchizedek is not Jesus. He had a father and mother. Melchizedek didn't. He was God in the form. You're no longer childish. You don't see through a glass darkly. It's face to face. Used to know in part. You don't know in part anymore. You're there. See? Because you come right up to it. Now, then watch the works of it. What of it? That same pillar of fire, back here in our day, manifested in Paul's day, parallels to Sodom and Gomorrah. It among us proves that the same Jesus that once lived in Palestine and the same spirit that was upon him has come up through your body till it come back to headship again, which he's soon coming to claim what he's headship on.
Amen.
That's the man coming to claim the body. That is under the headship of Christ, the smearing, the anointing. Jesus himself did not anoint anything as a man. I gotta go away, he said, then he'll come.
Right.
And if I don't go away, he can't come. He wasn't forming a government corporation on earth with him as a headship as a man. If he wanted, he said, I'll call 12 legions of angels, 12,000, just get the whole bunch of you. Take care of you. When he came back as a glorified man with a glorified bunch out of the in redemption, he could have taken the whole thing over. Satan wanted something premature to mess God up. He always gets things messed up. That's why this revelation of presence is premature back in the days of Russell. Now it's here. And of course the people are running around the world saying, well, you know, Lee Vail's teaching a doctrine that Russell taught. So William Branham taught a doctrine that the oneness taught.
Amen.
One God. And it was wrong. But it was right.
Amen.
So now they're going to make Brother Branham a jackass. And say they love him. Why did they just dig him out of the grave and try to stomp his guts out of anything he left? Spit on him. Defecate on him. Burn him. Their love is pitiful.
Amen.
Their loyalty is the scum of hell, and I'll proclaim it.
Amen.
Talk to me about loyalty. I don't know what they think of. They're supposed to be, well, I don't know what they're supposed to be. He's coming soon to claim the body. But it's already into headship. When's he going to claim it? When's he going to take over? when the Spirit that's in our midst becomes incarnate to us. And it won't until we're taken up by Him. And Satan is cast out of heaven at the same time. Who throws him out? Jesus does. The man, he just walks over and blasts him. We're going to do the same thing. Now listen, the head come to body, you get it? That will be Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David, I Am, Rose of Sharon, New the Valley, Bright and Morning Star, Patmos Vision. See him standing there in the supremacy deity. He's the judge, the priest, the king, the eagle, the lamb, the lion, the Alpha and Omega, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. He that wasn't is a shall to come, he's all of it. Why? He's talking about the incarnation. Now to this point, he has been incarnating himself in us in minuscule. So the whole body is made up bride, which is taken from his side, but Eve never was Adam, period. She came from Adam. But he called them Adam. Looked as one. So now, each one fully full of the Holy Ghost will face him. Now listen, he says, I am not he. Who he? Son of man? Nope. I'm his servant. And the pillar of fire is not he. Who? Son of man. It's in spirit form, which was upon the Son of Man. And has come back now to anoint sons of men, to bring back a ministry, just exactly like he said it would be in the order, for the head and the rest of the body to connect together. See? All right. Something I wanted to read here. My notes are all written in here in tiny print, and I overlook them. I don't want to do it. See if I can find it. On some quotes. That's what I did. Okay. I'll have to come back to it later. But here, I am not he, I am his servant. Let's read the servant part first. Now I want you to know this is sure, that you that listen to this tape, you might have thought today that I was trying to say that about myself being I was preaching this message. I have no more to do with this message than nothing, no more than just a voice. And my voice, even against my better judgment, I want to be Trevor. But it's the will of my Father I declare to do and determine to. I wasn't the one that appeared down in the river. I was only standing there when he appeared. Now who appeared, Killer Fine? I'm not the one that performs these things and foretells these things that happen as perfect as they are. I'm only one that's near when he does it. I was only a voice that he used to say it. It wasn't what I knew. It's what I just surrendered myself to, that he spoke through. It isn't me. It wasn't the seven church end messenger. Oh, no. It was a manifestation of the Son of Man. Now, the Son of Man had to be there manifesting. And yet the pillar of fire was there. And the prophet's not the Son of Man, and the pillar of fire is not the Son of Man. It wasn't the messenger, his message. It was the mystery that God unfolded. It's not a man, it's God. The angel was not the Son of Man. I am not the Son of Man, he said. He was the messenger from the Son of Man. The Son of Man is Christ. Now that's not Jesus in body form. He's the one you're feeding on. Now we got the word in there. See? You got two things. You've got a ministry of identification, both scientific and spiritually manifest according to the word, and you have got a revelation of word. A man. His words will fail, but you're feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. They say, I'm just a servant. Now, I am his servant. And the pillar of fire is not the Son of Man. Then what is the Son of Man? It's in spirit form. You say, what's spirit form? Well, it's very simple. The Spirit of God's doing it. Now, he's doing it in such a way that man can apprehend it, because man can't see the pillar of fire. Man can't hear the voice of God. Man can't do that. But there's a ministry there. There's a revelation there. And it's the Spirit doing it. Now, it's in spirit form, which was upon the Son of Man. But where is it? It's in the pillar of fire. Now, what's it doing? It's using a prophet. It doesn't make the prophet God. It doesn't make him Son of Man. It doesn't make him pillar of fire. See? Now, has come back now to anoint sons of men, to bring back a ministry, just like he said it would be, in order for the head and the rest of the body to connect together. Now it says, if that ministry is not there in spirit form, the head physical cannot join to the body physical. If the ministry is not there, you wouldn't know here if the head was here spiritually. You wouldn't know it. Now they're going to bring it together. Now, he says here, there will be a bride just as certain as I'm standing in this pulpit. There will be a bride that's washed in the blood of that lamb. And that lamb will be living among them, showing super signs of his resurrection after 2,000 years, the same when he did when he was here on earth. And it tells you the ministry, super signs. Then it tells you the same one with the super sign is revealing himself through the word.
See? You follow me? Okay. Let's see if we can go any further with the blackboard. I don't know. There's one God. That much we know is sure. Now, Roger, done gone, so we can get rid of that. Make a nice welcome sign for Terry, Judy, and the baby. All right. Okay, we'll use red. The enfolding pillar of fire. There it is right there. Now he said, that pillar of fire is not the Son of Man. That is it. Okay, let's go over here, up on the way up on the throne here. And we got some blue here. I'll put it over here to see better. Okay, up here in this area, here's where the throne is and all, and over here is the Lamb. Now that's the Son of Man. That's the human form. See? Now, when Paul was questioned, who are you? He said, I am Jesus. The same spirit that was there is here. Now, at the time that that appeared to the Apostle Paul, which was sometime after Pentecost, this same one that appeared had been up here, little licks of fire coming down. And at that time, Paul didn't have his own lick of fire. Paul had to get over here before that lick came down. Now then, that pillar of fire took him over here to Arabia. And in 3 years or so, whatever it was, he gave him the complete unadulterated word of God. See? All right. Now, Brother Branham said, at the end time, in Sodom condition, that same one that was Melchizedek, the judge of all the earth, that great one Elohim, would come on down here and absolutely manifest himself at the end time. And he said, just think, the same pillar of fire that brought the word to Paul is now here with William Branham. All right. He said, I am not the Son of Man. He said, this is not the Son of Man. That is true, because it is not he. It is in spirit form. Then what is it? God moving from here by the Spirit through here. Manifesting the same signs and wonders this man produced are produced here and greater. Because there's more of them.
Right.
See? Now, as this man, Paul was anointed, this man is anointed. Now then, the same absolute vindicated ministry of Jesus Christ of which Paul had a portion, as light comes to the Gentiles at the end time, signifying what light it is. You have this spirit moving through this man. The same as it was this spirit that moved through Moses.
Right.
And watch the peculiar thing that God did. He took of his spirit here on Moses, and here's Moses sitting here, and he gave him this much spirit. And didn't diminish himself one little bit. Then 70 people came by, and off of Moses he took some. You see, people, they get too wound up into a analytical process. You've got to let your thinking go. One God, period, whose spirit.
Amen.
See? Ah, dispensation of a father. Logos. Son. Logos. Two together. Now, he takes up here. This comes back. Son of God. See? I'll come back.
Now, at the end time, in that period of Son of God, baptism with the Holy Ghost, at the end time, comes Logos again. Comes on down. Now you see, look at it. It started with the headship. It ends with the headship. See? It started with a man building a body. It ends with a man building a body. But you got to see how God's doing it. Now that's why Brother Branham said, I am not he. The pillar of fire is not he. It wasn't. It's in spirit form. So that everything is done by the Spirit. It's a complete work of the Holy Spirit. There's nothing that is not vindicated as to being the truth of this hour, what we're looking into. So, read a little more. Then we'll be finished. Now, just like the pyramid as Enoch built, we find in that pyramid they never did get the headstone on it. Why? The headstone's yet to come. Now he's talking the physical. Okay? Seven steps in the pyramid. We'll go through that someday. Look at the great seal and so on. Notice these stones. Was anybody ever at the pyramids? Well, if you notice, there's a hand there, there's a hand back there, he says. All right, those stones are laying up so perfect. And the top, where the cupola like in top of it. Where that when the stone comes, it'll be a great diamond sitting right down there perfect with it. In other words, as the Spirit came up through the ages, the Word, the whole thing fits together, bringing a spiritual body together, there will be a physical manifestation of us and a physical manifestation of Him. Absolutely. Now, that stone would not fit on the bottom. It wouldn't sit on the second or the third. It'll only fit on the top foundation when the entire building has become fitted to the stone. Now, you see, the church has got to become fitted to Him. That's where they miss it again. See? And Jesus cannot come until the church, a body of believers, and the ministry that He once left will have to be the same as it was then. See? That brings us to them without us is not made perfect. Now, what is that ministry? It's Matthew 4 and Matthew 12, where He brings the light. And where as a light, He proves He's a light through the same signs and wonders, but He's not in the street hassling anybody. He's not in the street arguing. That's our job. He's not raising His voice. He's not quenching Bruce Flax. Or the smoking flax. He's not breaking the Bruce Reed. At the time. But He promises vengeance to the bride and judgment on the earth. And He's here fulfilling it. Didn't God say to Abraham, I'm going to show him the things I'm going to do, and He did it. Well, that's judgment. The execution of the judgment is later. Now, they without us cannot be perfect. Without us they cannot be perfected. They must have this ministry. What ministry? Son of Man. To raise up the Lutherans, Wesleyans, and them through the ages. Now what's Son of Man? Vindicated prophetic ministry. See? When that comes, what comes? When that ministry comes. When that part of where the eagles gathered, that's us. Just as eagles gathered where the carcass is. See? Now, what is that? When that comes, they must have the same ministry, Son of Man. That's Luke 17. That's Matthew, isn't it? To raise up the Lutherans and Wesleyans. Now that tells you flat, there cannot be a resurrection until a certain ministry takes place. And that's exactly what it says in the book of Acts, the third chapter. See? Now, that's Matthew 24, 27, 28. Now, I know people don't like this. They'll try to argue and say that word presence can mean coming and this and that. Sure, sure. There's a big decision on it now, big division. I don't care. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shines to the west, so shall also the presence or the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, Brother Branham explained that light has to be a revelation. Who needs the revelation if you're already gone? Who needs the revelation? Where does that leave you? Where does that leave you with Malachi and with Joel? Where does he, Brother Branham, preaching? Where does it leave you if you're caught up? You've got to have this to get caught up. You've got to see him appeared before you get changed. Listen, wake up.
Amen.
Get dedicated to something, even if it's a lie. I'm dedicated to this. And if it's a lie, fine. You show me where the truth is. Show me where the truth is, because somebody's meaning out. Brother Branham says his ministry was to reveal or to declare that he's present. He said, this is my ministry, to declare that he is here. Say that to some Baptists. But they say, Dr. Davis was right. You stupid little Kentucky hillbilly jerk with a seventh grade education. You're going to stand before Jesus. You're going to do this. You're going to do that to say he's here. Well, everybody knows he's here. Marilyn, you're wearing glasses. Aren't you lucky I told you? Oh, my heavens. You should fall at my feet and do something. I say, oh, Brother Bear, the greatest man that ever lived. He told me I was wearing glasses. He didn't want to be. He said I was wearing glasses. And say they believe in a prophet, make a jackass out of him. Show me a Pentecost. I read it. He came down to earth. Same pillar of fire. You know something? Willful ignorance. You say what you want. Try to duck it as though some big fancy revelation something. Try to duck it. Sure. It's got to come to raise them up. All of them down through the ages. Took a prophet to put the word together. Now they don't want to put together. Why bother, William Branham? You got your own ideas. Why bother? You say, Brother Bear, what if you're teaching the truth but from a wrong scripture? What does it really matter? Over here in Matthew 24:27, this is toma for ptomaine poisoning. Over in Luke 17 is soma for health. What do I care? The eagles are gathering. I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't have the ptomaine boys without the soulmane boys. Well, the tone main without the somatic, because the word health is somatic, comes from the word soma. All right. When that comes, when that part of where the eagles gather, just as the carcass of the eagle be gathered, the question was, oh, it's perfect. I hope that answers the question. I wish it had gone on and on. Well, there you got it. Now listen. The evening time it shall be late. That's when comes Christ, the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes down, sets himself at the head of the church. Then he will resurrect the church being his own body. Now, brother, sister, listen. Does that need an interpretation? Does that need a revelation? Does that need explaining? I want to ask you, who came down? He would have had to say, he that is here. He was here all the time. Then they say, he's here. So what? Let the IRS knock on your door. And you better have more than bravado to say the accountants are here, so what? Well, you could be that kind of a bird, and you may shoot some, and they may shoot you. Like this fellow out west did. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what anybody believes. I know what I believe, what I teach. You don't have to agree. That's true. Nobody does. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You better start looking for your own answer because you're going to need it. Because the prophet said just too many things that doesn't let you sit around and pick your nose. Now, of course, there's certain brothers that said that's horrible pulpit language. I would sooner hear and tell you you're picking your nose and you're lying like they are.
That's right.
Because I've caught them in their stinking lies that they have absolutely manufactured, not on this word. They won't leave the word alone, and neither can they handle anything about anybody but lies. And I'm going to tell you, certain people are where I am, I'm going to wonder where I'm at. You say, Brother Bailey, you're pretty hard. Yes, I am hard. You bet your life. Because I've got a knowledge that I can't give to anybody. I've got my own satisfaction. You say, what if you miss it? Then I missed it. I meant it. But it's not guesswork anymore. It's not playing anymore. It's not trying to dethrone anybody or seat somebody. It's a plain, simple fact. We're up against the truth. Now, I read that twice in a row we've gone through this. You ought to know there's a portion of Scripture here that says that he came down. I've taken you back and forth paragraph by paragraph to get all the connections in. Well, that's what I believe. I believe what the prophet said. You say, well, you said it wrong. Well, I'm sorry about that. I said according to what I believe. You believe what you want. You do what you want. That's right. Wednesday, 7:30. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for mercy and grace. In the love of Almighty God, we know that you are here. And we say with Brother Branham, you may be someplace else. But there is a bride. If we're not bride. And I hope by the grace of God, we're just as sure as Brother Branham that we can say within ourselves, we'll not stand in her way. But Lord, I do not know how in the world anybody can take all the sermons that he preached and this here, which sort of epitomizes it, and not come up with the fact that exactly as you came to Paul, you came at this hour. And you came right down in order to set yourself at the head of the church to raise the dead. Now, Lord, I don't understand any other language but that.
Thank you.
I don't. Not fussing, did you? But I don't understand anything. Lord, if that's not what the man said, if that's not what you gave him to say, then I don't know. I don't think, Lord, it really matter what he did from now on what I believe. I really don't, because I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do. I just wouldn't. Because he's the one that said it, and he ought to know. So, Lord, far as I'm concerned, and the trust for the people also, we're beyond emotions. We're beyond scrutinizing. We're straight into discerning. Knowing what the body is. Right into it. And I believe, Lord, we stand here today inflexible, standing like you do. I don't believe for 1 minute, Lord, you're jumping up and down. You're fussing. You're doing anything, Lord. But just within yourself, standing there, knowing. Lord, I believe we're the same way. So we got to be, Lord. We got to stand on it. Because there can't be a wind of doctrine. No way, shape, and form. There cannot be cunning, contriving men. There cannot be deceit. There can't be lies. There can't be anything that has anything to do with us. Because those affect us. They have become ineffectual. For you got to become effectual. You're going to get the people out of here that don't die. We believe, Lord, we're standing here as part of that great August company. Even though we could be gone tonight or tomorrow. Wouldn't matter. It'd be nice. Because it'd be the same thing anyway. Very, very wonderful, interesting. But this is also wonderful, interesting. It's a dynamic. But Lord, we stand with a rock revelation, I do believe. God, I know somebody's got to be invulnerable. With the invulnerability of God, because that's, I believe, what it's all about. You said they simply would never more, when they came to this position, back to headship, back to full stature, back to the growth, back to maturity. Manifestation going right to the resurrection. I believe the prophet said that, Lord. He said the fullness would be in there, the option would be in the resurrection. And I believe we stand here in that position, oh God. But Lord, there's a stimulation with it, and we're not forgetting that. We're not forgetting, Lord, the stimulation, the wine of revelation. So we may nail things down hard, O God, and be like a flinty rock. Be like the impregnable mountains that shall not be moved, as the psalmist said. Lord, there is a stimulation with it that's just wonderful. To know that when you cease from man, you cease from yourself. When you cease from everything but that which is perfect has come. It's just like Jesus in the boat saying, peace be still, in the takeover. Lord, I believe that. I believe that as you ordained that those under 20, except for Caleb and Joshua being over, would go into the promised land. And I don't know of any that lost out. I really don't. I mean, I don't know any word on it. Seems like they all had their demise. And they went in, Lord. I believe that even we've got a little group at the end time that's not going to die. They're going to go right in. it'll be significantly shown as the rest come out of the ground, out of the earth, take on bodies. The earth bringing forth those bodies, clothing them. We'll stand there and see it. We'll know we're on our way. So, Father God, you forgive us, Lord, if we've been too bumptious in making a stand, Lord, or saying anything we should not have said as though we have something of ourselves, because, Lord, in our hearts we know this absolutely came from a prophet, and we believe that is what the prophet said under the anointing, under the pillar of fire, Lord. Absolutely through the Holy Spirit manifesting the Son of Man, revealing, declaring. And these things, the Lord, we stand in it with this understanding, this revelation, O God. So, Father, we commend ourselves to further revelation, to further understanding. To anything further, Lord, you take us on upward and beyond all these things. Now bless each one in divine presence as concerning health and those things that are needful for the bride, needful for the body. My Lord, bless them. Heavenly Father, trust. Well, what can we say except have your way? And may we be open to that way, O God, and fully participate within it. For thine is the honor and thine is the glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord richly bless you. Trust you go away with a better understanding. If you don't, just keep looking at it. Because this is that hour. I don't believe for 1 minute the prophet came to teach us these things, and we unteachable, or not have within us that which can be taught, that which can come forth into a stimulation of life. I just can't believe for 1 minute that this word will return void, no way, shape, or form. I believe that the reaper is catching up with the sower. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. The last few are being baptized with the Holy Ghost, sealed off, the great sealer himself. Just bring him out of the ground. Change us and take us away. That's the word of the God for this hour, as far as I know. If I feel I'm wrong, something comes up, I'd sure be glad to come back and tell you, hey, let's look at this point over again. Let's do our best. But the more I look at this, the more convinced I am that this is what it is. The Lord bless you. Let's go sing and take the name of Jesus with you.